go.
Motherfucker.
Fuck.
Well, how the fuck am I supposed to know what you're doing?
Because we talked about it beforehand, and I said, I'm going to play the drop. There's going to be a moment of silence.
Christ.
All right.
Yo, this is our boy. You listen to the best podcast out right now. Who's right? It's usually Doug, except when it comes to that Vanilla Ice shit. I don't know what he talking about.
But please don't curse my seed. Mercy, 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 mercy. Mercy on me.
That was my subtle fucking drop off. Hold on. I'm gonna do it again. I want to do over. Here we go. All right, that was my professional
fade out. How the fuck am I supposed to edit that?
You're not. We're just gonna use it. Fuck it.
We're going with it.
Why would this be any different than anything else that we do?
I don't like your attitude.
How in the fuck are we in all over the fucking world? Why do people listen to this shit?
Oh, all right. I wish we could talk to him. Why?
Why do you listen?
Why? Let's put out a survey.
Hey, keep an eye on my latency.
Okay.
Or if I start getting all choppy and shit, let me know so we don't end up with another fucking debacle. So, first thing, I think what this is supposed to be is part two of the conversation we had with John, but my computer crashed and we lost all that audio, so sorry.
Yep, Doug, sorry.
I got a couple things. So that guy that was rapping there, his name's Oddball. He's I'll do the links and all that shit like we always do. But
yeah,
what I want to jump right to is him questioning Vanilla Ice. So if he's any kind of rapper, if he has any kind of street cred, then he knows that Vanilla Ice has opened the doors for him to get where he's at now.
Yep. Can you even say that without laughing?
If it wasn't for Vanilla Ice, rap music wouldn't be on the mainstream like it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there would be no Oddball as we know it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Work with me here, Cracker.
I'm crediting Snow for some of this.
So, I hear that Oddball is kind of a connoisseur of hip-hop,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm going to lay down a challenge right now.
Oh, boy.
I may not have thought this through, but that's not going to stop me from talking to
everybody. Nope, never does.
So, I know he's going to listen to this episode,
mm-hmm.
so Oddball, I am talking to you. Everybody else, you can go about your business for a little bit. This is just to him.
Uh-huh.
I am challenging you to a freestyle rap battle. On this show,
Jesus,
you can come on, and we're going to give you three words that you have to put into a song, and you. Can
I already know where this is going.
And you have to. You got a minute to put them three words anywhere in the song, and then you will go against Anthony.
Whoa! Back off, jack off! I don't fucking think so.
Well, I can't fucking rap.
But neither can I.
Too bad. You're in it.
I can barely talk. Have you heard me?
No. So I think we're going to have him on the show. He seems like he's like to come on and chat with us for a little bit about some of the things that we've said regarding, I think, everything that we've said.
Oh, that's great. So, all right. When's that going to happen? Today? You got him on the line with you now?
Oddball, are you there?
Yeah, what up?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
You're fucking killing me.
Oh, God, I'm great.
What's the name of that bitch that you don't like?
Jasmine Cain?
Nope. You know, I haven't even checked to see if she complained about that picture that I put up on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Those of you that follow on Twitter, it's going to be hard for you to find it now, but I had this idea today, and I created a little picture. You know that I have a little issue with Jasmine Cain not retweeting, so I photoshopped
little her. Issue.
I photoshopped her face onto Jean-Claude Van Damme's head, and then what did I write? No retweet, no surrender, because I'm clever as fuck.
childish, clever, whatever. Oh, shit. Anyways, the bitch that I hate. There's a lot of bitches that I hate.
No, Ann
Ann Coulter.
Coulter, right.
Oh, she's a cunt. She doesn't even get to bitch status.
Okay. Did you see what was going on between her and Delta Airlines?
No.
So there, apparently they asked her just before takeoff, they asked her to move across the aisle.
Yeah.
Because
she said, "Do you know who I am?"
The seat that she was in was an exit seat, and that has a little more leg room.
Yeah.
And she had booked that. And I think it cost like $30 more to request that spot or some shit. I don't know. Anyway, they had asked her to move because somebody had bum legs or, I don't know, three legs or something, whatever. A cripple. But anyway.
All right.
So she fucking flipped out and went all over on Twitter about, you know, fuck Delta and fuck whatever. But anyway, Twitter pretty much turned on her.
Dude.
But one of the comments that she made is that she had spent $10,000 worth of her time investigating the right seat to get, and then Delta felt compelled to push her out of it or whatever.
$10,000 worth of her time.
And they only offered her a $30 voucher, which was the cost difference between the seat that she was in and the seat that she had requested.
Yeah.
Anyways, I didn't know if you'd seen all that because I know you had mentioned before that you don't like her. Now I see why.
So the fact that Twitter turned on her should surprise nobody because Twitter is pretty left-leaning, and she is the opposite of that.
Really?
So,
like all of Twitter is left-leaning?
As a platform, it's pretty left-leaning, yeah. obviously not all of it. There's conservative people on Twitter, but by and large, however you say that, I think Twitter is left-leaning.
What was it that guy said? All intensive purposes?
for all intensive purposes. That's for us people that don't know how to talk.
So that the reason I brought that Delta thing up, because I didn't know if you'd heard of it, but it led me to think about, you know, because I'd flown recently and I actually flew on Delta. And that was an event.
Did you have to get two seats?
I wasn't even going to touch on. So one, I'm not so fucking fat that I need two seats, you piece of shit.
You think I could just let that go by? I mean, come on.
Anyway, so you're fucking up my juju.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was trying to get mentally prepared to tell this funny story, and then you fucking blindsided me with a fat joke.
Come on, fatty, hurry up.
I'm done.
Come on, fathead, you can do it. God, I'm an asshole. All right, go ahead. Tell your story. I won't interrupt you anymore. Show's over. Thanks for listening.
8 minutes, 27 seconds in, I'm done. And I actually made it longer this time without getting pissed off at you than in previous shows.
I'm surprised we made it this far.
All right, so anyway, I try to only fly and take carry-on. I try not to check any bags whenever I have to fly.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
But don't try to fucking kiss my ass now, you dickhead.
Awesome.
Shut up and listen.
Yes, sir.
All right, so when's the last time you flew?
Oh, it's probably been 15 years.
Did you have to like go through the scanner, whether you lift your arms up and it goes around? And
this was pre-9/11, so no.
So now you got to take your shoes off, take everything out of your pockets, all that shit, throw it in the X-ray machine.
Yeah, I never had to do any of that shit.
Okay, shut the fuck up. Put it in the X-ray machine. And then you walk barefoot, lift your arms up, and it's almost reminiscent of Total Recall, where they got the little scanner thing, you know? Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Dude, the chick has three boobs. Of course I've seen it.
All right, so I take all my shit and shove it through the X-ray machine, and then I walk into the scanner, and the guy's like, "Step on out," and I stepped out, and he said, "We suspect you of having an explosive device on you," and I'm like, what the fuck? So, you know,
Holy shit.
I don't look like somebody that should be traveling anywhere, I don't think. I have a certain look.
From the couch to the fridge?
Fuck.
God damn it, I'm an asshole tonight. Sorry. I apologize.
Anyway, I'm glad you guys joined us this week. My feelings are hurt. I'm feeling very sensitive tonight.
It's because I'm being such an ass, and I'm sorry. I apologize.
Right. I'm going to switch gears real quick, and I'm going to tell a different story. And then don't forget me to... Well, it kind of ties in with all these fucking fat jokes.
all right.
But don't let me forget to get back to when I had to walk through the scanner and they thought I was a terrorist.
All right.
So, you know, whatever, 8 shows ago, 10 shows ago, I was telling a story about working in the concession stand.
Yeah.
And so now I'm this is the last week of it. I have pretty much lost all faith in humanity. I treat everybody like shit as they come up to the window. But I invented something. And I don't even eat lunch at work anymore because I know I'm going to go help out at the concession stand.
That's awesome.
But so you take a hot dog bun and then you put taco meat on it. And then you put nacho cheese on it, and then you put a bratwurst on it, and then you put lettuce on it.
What the fuck's the lettuce for?
Because I want to be healthy. Feel better?
it's basically a salad. So what are you gonna call it?
I already called it the Doug Dog.
The Doug Dog. Take a Doug Dog, please. Let's take a dog right to the face.
These aren't on the menu. This is strictly for me. Well, I'm gonna help you. All right, walking in the 3D scanner, and he says, "Please step out. We suspect you of having an explosive device." Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "Oh fuck." You know, so I got the long goatee, shaved head, tattoos, and apparently I'm morbidly obese to where it looks like I shouldn't even be traveling. It appears that you have 4 tons of explosive shoved in your belly. he has me step off to the side, you know, so there's probably 100 people around me, and people are already starting to take cover and shit, thinking that I'm going to explode. And... so he gets nose to nose with me, and he's very nice. He says, "Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my hands and I'm going to rub them up the back of your thigh to your buttocks."
What?
I'm going to take what?
That's fucked up. What do you mean what? That's fucked up.
You say it's fucked up. I say it's foreplay. So keep in mind, I was wearing like baggy cargo shorts, you know? So then he said, "I'm going to rub my hand, or I'm going to take my hand and rub it up your right thigh until I hit resistance, and then the front, and then I'm going to do the same thing on your other leg, and then I'm going to go over your pants, and then I'm going to go in your waistband and go around. Is it okay to do this here, or do you want to go in the privacy of somewhere else?" And I'm like, "I just want to get this shit done. So yeah, just do it here. Do it here. That's fine." So he did exactly what he said what he would do. But when he said, "Till I hit resistance," that means when my fingers are resting on your ball sack.
So the question is, how long did he linger on the old scrote?
Well, linger and stroke. So he does that. He goes up, and, you know, I've got old man balls, so you don't have to go up real high before you start hitting resistance. And then he says, "Lift up your shirt and up to your waist, and I'm going to go in from the top." And he sticks his hand down in the front of my pants, and he goes, "Oh, you're wearing a belt. That's probably what set it off."
Jesus fucking Christ. You're wearing a belt. That's fucking weird.
This guy's got a bomb, and it looks exactly like a belt.
Most people don't wear belts. They all wear sweatpants. Fuck, man. That's a horrible story. That's
normally
a horrible
people
story.
You wear suspenders.
We didn't realize they made belts that wide. We thought you were trying to smuggle some hams.
Hey, you're ham, aren't you?
Oh, fuck, that's awesome. I mean, awesome that it happened to you and not me.
And then, you know, I'm not going to get into all the details of the trip, but there's probably 47 stories in this one trip. But
that's horrible.
The last leg of the journey on the way to my destination, the last plane that I was in was a very small, what they call a regional flight, meaning we're going to pack as many of you fuckers in here as possible, and there's no way you're going to be comfortable. So, again, this is another thing about me being fat. So the first flight, you know, I always worry that I'm going to be that guy that raise my hand and say, listen, I need one of them seatbelt extenders. So before I throw my shit in the overhead, and then I, you know, you got a whole line of people behind you trying to get to their seat, so you got to do this real quick. I throw my shit in the overhead, then I find my seat and pull the seat belts out and then pull them all the way so they're as loose as they can be. So then I can just slide into my seat or wedge into my seat and then get everything clicked in place and then tighten it up.
Yeah.
So the first flight, it was fine. My connection was fine. And then I had a final connection to the destination, and I was in the middle between a guy not quite as broad shoulders or fat as me, or and then a little old lady that was at the window. And I slide down, and you know, this must have been like an 80s airplane. And so that was before America got obese. So the armchairs were like, or the arms that I had to squeeze into were like 3 inches smaller than all the other flights I've ever been on. So like, I went to sit down, and it was like, I just kind of like stopped mid. So I had to shimmy down, and then,
oh fuck,
I went to put the seatbelt on, and it was like, you know, like what I've been doing. So you go to connect them, and it's like, they're not quite reaching, you know? So,
fuck.
So, and keep in mind that there's no fucking shoulder room, you know? So anytime that I shift, I'm bouncing this little old lady's head off the wall of the airplane. So I have to like get up a little bit and then try to suck in. And then real quick before I have to breathe again, connect the seatbelt. And then once it connects, then I can just kind of sit down, I guess. I'm like more hovering. I wedge it in. But
the dough goes all around it, like a rubber band around a ball of dough.
Yeah, exactly. And and I'm just kind of spilling out all over this chair. So I had been going since. So I was getting my balls jiggled that morning at about 4 o'clock, 4:30.
Jeez, that's early.
And by this time, it was 5 o'clock at night. So I was tired and just agitated, whatever. Uh-huh. So I put my headphones on, and I'm sitting there. And I'm not having any problems falling asleep. I keep dozing off.
Uh-huh.
And this old lady sitting next to me, she just keeps tapping me on the fucking shoulder and pointing at the fucking clouds. Like, look how pretty that one is. So I'd like look at her, and I like nod, and I'm like, yep. And then I'd put the headset back on, and I was listening to podcasts for the whole flight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just closed my eyes and leaned back and started listening to another podcast and doze off. And the final straw was she tapped me onto my shoulder, and I was sleeping so good, she had to tap me probably half a dozen times before I woke up.
She just didn't get the clue.
So I woke up. And I took my headset off, and I looked at her, and I was trying to be nice. I mean, I'm sure she was lonely and getting ready to die. And
nice.
I looked at her and she said, "That one looks like a poodle." Yes, it
Holy
does.
Fuck. Yes, yes, it does. Thanks for waking me up to show me that. Never seen a cloud that looked like a poodle before. That is awesome.
Well, that's all we got.
No, that was good. It's a lot more than I came with. Whoa.
Oh, you know, so I don't want to spend every fucking episode talking about Brand X, but or this rabid pit bull running around my house. Woo!
Is that DMX you're with or what?
K9us.
K9us.
I want to play them.
K9us?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So,
like right now?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Can you tell a story or something while I'm finding it? Or do you just want to go silent and you can cut it all out?
Yeah.
Yes to what?
Just find your shit. Yes to what?
I asked two different things.
I'm going to sit here quietly and contemplate my life.
Why don't you tell them what K9us is? Do something.
It's K9us is a band that has a dog for a lead singer. That's all I know about them. That's literally all I know. Why am I hearing a fucking echo? K9us?
I didn't know if that was K9us or my dog barking.
I didn't know either.
It's playing. All right, that's enough of that shit. Sorry. All right.
Good.
I heard them, what, 5-6 years ago, and I mean, I knew it was a fucking band with a dog for a lead singer. I just thought it sounded better than...
than most music out now?
It's just a band, and then it sounds like they've got... Put a microphone in the fucking dog pound or something.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Oh, John over at Brand X. So
yeah.
We did our little show with him last week, and it was going to be a two-parter, and my computer crashed in the middle of it, and we ended up losing all my side of the audio.
Yeah.
And of course, I was the one carrying the conversation, regardless of what John says. Oh, fuck, man. He just beat the shit out of us. He gets on there and he says, oh, fuck, I'd like to play it so I don't misquote him, but something along the lines of he was carrying the conversation, and if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have a show.
Yeah.
That week or that whatever. I may have made that up. I don't fucking know. But really, all we do is, just like tonight, we sit down and we start talking.
Yep.
And if people seem to like it, that's what we've been doing. That's what we're going to stick with. Whatever. Yep. I don't give a fuck. But he was talking about it was just like it was horribly awkward because we didn't have an agenda for him to follow. I think that next time we come on, we need to have talking points for him.
Oh,
I'll
God.
Even type up a I'll type up a script.
Type up a script for him. Because our show would sound so good with a script.
Oh, but fuck, he was beating the shit out of us. I was surprised. It actually surprised me that he was as hard on us as he was. I'm not upset about it. I enjoy the show that we do.
Yeah.
He seems to like it. I think he's upset just because he got on. He's like, all right, what are we going to talk about? And fuck, I don't know. We never know what we're going to talk about. That's what we do.
That's what we do, man.
You can tell we have no prep. We it's not like it's a shtick that we brag about not having any prep and then we spend 5 hours getting ready.
I was reading on that podcast Facebook page, and there was a lady on there. Maybe she was exaggerating, I'm not sure, but she said that she spent 15 to 20 hours editing her one and a half hour podcast every week. How ridiculous is that? Doesn't that seem ridiculous to you?
Which is more ridiculous, that or this?
I'd say they're equal.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to shut that off so I don't fall in the trap of playing sound effects.
come on.
Don't,
you got
to
love sound effects.
Don't egg me on.
Oh, shit. So I didn't think that he was that, but I thought he was just kind of going along with it, and he was uncomfortable because he wasn't used to it.
You know what? I'm going to find it here.
All right. Yeah, play that shit.
Let's talk about John. Who's Right? The Who's Right podcast.
Oh, okay.
Because they say to me, hey, do you want to go on the show tonight? And I'm like, okay. He goes, can you be ready in 3 hours? I said, absolutely. 5 minutes later, he says, can you be ready in 30 minutes? I'm like, yeah, okay, fine. I'm ready in 30 minutes. So I come downstairs. I get everything fired up, get ready to go. They record on cast like we did. So I'm ready to go. They give me a link. I jump in. I'm like, okay, what are we talking about? They're like, I don't know. They do no show prep.
Oh, like us.
What do you mean like us? Are you kidding me?
The show prep consists of me walking down those stairs, turning on the lights.
Your show prep.
Yeah.
Your show prep does it. Yeah. Okay. Not the show prep.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we're pulling stories all week. You put stories
oh,
in there.
That
I put stories. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
They don't have topics, though. They're just – so what happens is you just sit there until something pops into your mind, and then you start talking about it. And then there's that awkward pause. Like if you were in a bar sitting there and you run out of something to say, you kind of take a drink of your beer, look at the TV. Yeah, it's just like that awkwardness. And you know me, I got to fill up the dead air. I can't let any – it feels like it's radio.
With the clock's running on you.
Yeah, exactly. So – finally, after, dude, I'm not going to lie, the raw recording was 2 hours and 14 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So after a while, they would not say anything. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to sit here and not say a fucking word until one of those guys say something. And I'm sitting there, I'm like.
So you're like the three frogs in the Budweiser commercial?
I'm telling you, it was so uncomfortable. It was really uncomfortable. But I got to tell you. We did some pretty funny stuff, and they got me, you know, again, they, for some reason, their goal in life is for me to do a homosexual act. I don't know what that's all about. I have a clue.
I like you. You're frisky.
I guess. I don't know. But anyhow, I had a great time. Loved the show. I just, he says, you know what you guys should do is just turn on the mics and go. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe. And then I don't know if they're bullshitting me about their download numbers, but they told me what their download numbers was. I wanted to just shut off the mic, get in my truck, drive to a bridge, and jump off. Because I don't know what's going on, but they have way more numbers, way more downloads than we are. I don't know what we have to do. I really don't. I think we're trying. I think we're putting out funny stuff. I don't know.
Stop Facebooking live so much.
Maybe. I don't think that's it. I don't know. Maybe. Well, here's the thing. Want to try to bring people over that don't know anything about podcasting, and I still think
gotta
learn.
I don't know anything about podcasting.
Right. If we waited for Joe to listen, and not put it on Facebook or anything like that, I don't know if he would be able to.
All right.
Well, I mean, he listened before. How did you listen?
I'm gonna shut this off.
How do you listen? Right. I'm thinking.
Yeah, so I felt like he kicked us a couple times.
Yeah. It didn't. The tone of his voice didn't sound like it was all in fun. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, whatever. I'm not going to say anything bad about John because as much as he's helped us out, but fuck him.
I'm starting to think he might be gay.
And so he said that thing that our goal in life is to get him to do some kind of homosexual act. That is the most absurd thing I've ever heard. Our goal in life is to get anybody to do a homosexual act.
Yeah, he's not special.
And you know, the way he described our show, the awkward silence of sitting at a bar with somebody and you take a drink of your beer and look up at the TV and then you say something, that's exactly what we're looking for. So
yes, that's the show that I want.
It's just natural conversation and then edit out half of the awkward pauses.
So what if it takes us 3 hours to get 20 minutes a show? Who cares?
Oh, well.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
So you got anything else you want to talk about?
God damn it, he's right. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I sent you a video.
When?
Just now. Look at your screen. I haven't listened to it yet. I just think it's a funny title.
Are you, forget it.
Fuck. Oh, shit.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I literally just found it while you were playing that clip, and I was like, hey, I'll just send this to him.
You know what, John? You're right. Who's right? John's right.
John's right. Don't say that. Oh my God!
So we gave each other a pep talk today. You know, we had we've had a really good past 3 weeks, 4 weeks as far as downloads go, and we decided we were going to take this podcast to the next level. This week specifically, we gave each other a pep talk that we were going to do some show prep, get some shit ready. Mm-hmm, nothing. Mm-hmm. There's nothing. In the middle of the show, Anthony sends me a YouTube video that he hasn't even watched yet and said, I think the title's funny. That's his show prep.
That I literally just found. So I'm looking at the list from 7/9/2017. What's the date today? 7/18. I think this list might be a little old.
So how about that oddball, huh?
Yeah, he's the character.
So what else we got? Team Nick and Gene, they are, I invited them to record, I think it was for tonight, but Levi had to work. So
they chickened out.
That's what I understand, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Levi had to work. That's.
I really can't believe that you brought nothing to the table.
Really? You can't?
Yeah. You told me today how excited you were.
I am. I'm feeling funny.
They fucking say something. Fuck.
Your mother's a whore. I don't know what to.
You're going to use my lines?
Yes. Well, whore's a whore.
Have you went back and listened to any of the Conspiring to Argue episodes?
No.
I want you to listen to the one on the Denver airport.
Okay.
That was a good episode.
Okay. Why? What happened at the Denver airport?
I think I would like to debate it with you.
Okay.
But you have to do some research on it.
All right. What happened? Can you give me the gist of the story? I don't know anything about Denver airport. I'm sure planes fly out of there or into there.
Forget it. You suck the funny right out of me.
can you at least
nope,
give me?
I'm not going to fill you in on what is going on at the Denver airport.
Why not?
Because I'm done.
You are. You're mad because I want to know what you're talking about.
If there's anybody out there interested in being part of a podcast, get a hold of me.
I can't believe that you would bring that up and then not even tell me what it's about and then be upset with me because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
What's that? I'm on my phone.
Yeah, exactly.
No, the thought is that they built a like an underground bunker underneath this airport. God damn it. That was an accident.
That was an accident. I don't think it was. I think that's Denver Airport. All right. They built an underground bunker.
I could you want me to just play all of Conspiring to Argue's episode?
If you could, yeah. Can they sue us? Do they have a copyrighted? Can we just put out their show?
Nah, they're friendly with us. And one of them wears JNCO jeans, so I'm not worried.
Seriously? Oh, yeah. I love JNCO jeans.
Are you fucking serious?
No, not even a little bit.
Oh, God.
JNCO jeans are the worst, man.
Are they worse than trip pants? Do you remember that?
No, I don't know what that is.
I think they came along about the same time, but they're just stupid bullshit pants.
What are the pants that all those muscle heads wear? The ones that work out of the gym, they're like leopard print and all that. Like
you
want to
take a roundhouse kick the head with a pair of these?
Yes, those. I think I'm going to start wearing those exclusively. God, I would look cool.
I know a guy that used to wear those.
Was it you?
Yep.
Did you wear them with a hypercolor shirt?
No, it was with a Bad Boy Club tank top.
You are so fucking cool.
You have no idea how fucking cool I am.
Oh, I'm getting a picture. So when did you realize, what age did you realize that, God, Bad Boy Club and No Fear is so gay? When did you, I mean, or do you not? did you never realize it? You still looking back on it fondly. Like, God, I wish they made No Fear shirts still.
At the time. I have no regret for my time wearing Bad Boy Club.
That's good. I'm just asking you when you realized what, you know.
In my mind, they never were not cool.
Huh. Okay.
So do you think that's what people think now that wear like Affliction shirts and Tap Out shirts?
What
was I wearing the equivalent of a Tap Out shirt?
Yes, absolutely you were.
No.
But if we're being 100%, if I'm being 100% brutally honest, what I used to wear is matching sweatpants and sweatshirts from Kmart, like a red sweatpants and red sweatshirt.
Well, that's
like
because
fitted sweatshirt because I was poor.
Right, and that's because your mom was a whore, and she didn't.
If she
very
was a
much,
whore, she would have made
didn't
money.
Charge very much. She gave out a lot of freebies.
I couldn't have been more of a dork nerd. So
okay, so the at the time that I was wearing Bad Boy Club and No Fear,
yeah,
that's when I was old enough to buy my own shit, you know. So,
oh.
17.
Holy moly.
16, 17.
All right.
But yeah, I was my mom dressed me funny too.
I just, even when I was a kid, I can't even think of like Bad Boy Club. Like, God, that's for douches. I mean, like,
what year were you born?
1980.
Well, that's the problem. There's 6 years difference.
Six
that's
years.
The problem.
6 years. That's like nothing.
That's the problem.
No, it's not. The problem is Bad Boy Club is for douches. And No Fear, just as bad.
No, see, you're just stereotyping. I was cool.
You're right. You're right. You were cool.
I had that big Bad Boy Club in the back window of my Bad Boy Club sticker in the back window of my truck.
Uh-huh.
And I promise you, when I rode down the street, people would say, that guy is cool.
Uh-huh. You're right.
God, is it the same thing as somebody that has a big Tap Out sticker now?
Yes.
My God, I was
and it's
bag.
And it's the same thing as the Get Her Done stickers. It's the
no,
same
it is absolutely it's not the same thing.
It's the same fucking thing. How is it different?
Get Her Done and Tap Out are two totally different types of people.
No, they're not. Oh. They may like a couple of different things, but they are the same person. They are the person that finds a something that has nothing to do with them and gloms onto it, and that's their personality
but I,
now.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
Yeah, okay. Because, I mean, if you wouldn't have found those t-shirts, you never would have started your own bad boy club. So, I mean, it's not like, you know, that was you. It was, you know, somebody sold you that image and you bought it.
What do you mean started my own bad boy club? Was that a joke?
Yes. Not a very good one, but yes.
Horrible. No, it was not a good joke.
Fuck you. At least I'm bringing something to the show. Fucking yeah, bad boy club.
Now I'm depressed, man.
Why?
Because I was a douchebag and I didn't know it.
You did. I'm glad that I could point that out for you. Really? You didn't know it? I mean,
nobody knows that they're a douchebag.
No. Like retroactively looking back.
Retroactively.
In, retroactively looking back in hindsight. Oh, fuck. So no, looking back.
So I was a douchebag, but not because of the clothes I wore. It was because of the way I acted.
But the clothes didn't help.
But it's not like, you know, and I'm talking about like fighting and shit all the time.
Yeah.
I didn't do that because I was wearing a bad boy club shirt.
Yeah, you wore a bad boy club shirt because you were fighting all the time and you're part of the bad boy club.
Yeah,
right,
see?
Right?
Right. So
and you had no fear, right?
I didn't.
I didn't. I don't mean any offense when I say this, I gotta say, I'm surprised you didn't end up in prison.
Okay.
No offense.
I bet you probably wore all them like Big Johnson golf club shit and Big Johnson.
No.
Or
no,
big
no,
dogs.
No. None of that shit. I wore band t-shirts. That's it.
Like Vanilla Ice, Manili Vanilli.
Manili Vanilli. Manili Vanilli, yep. Yeah, I had the first Snow t-shirt, I'm telling you. Snow, man, he had a huge
What the fuck
impact.
Was I was just thinking about something that tied into what we were just talking about. It wasn't Bad Boy Club. Fuck.
I did wear a Hypercolor shirt.
Of course you did, tool.
Until I wore it for like a week, and then once you start sweating under your pits, it changes the color of the shirt under your pits.
The Hypercolor was it was like if you touch it, it would change color, right?
Yes.
So be honest. Did you get a Hypercolor shirt or did you get a generic Hypercolor shirt?
I didn't even know there was generic Hypercolor shirts, I guess. Maybe it was generic and I didn't even know it.
Did you get it? And also, was it new or did you get it like at a yard sale or Goodwill?
I got it new. I remember my mom bought it for me, but I don't remember. I don't remember it specifically saying Hypercolor, but I didn't think there was a generic.
Did you get like
ruined
school
everything.
Supplies? For school supplies, did you get Trapper Keeper or did you get like a generic folder?
1 year I got a Trapper Keeper and it didn't hold up, and my mom said, "I'm never buying you one of those again." So then after that, it was all generic.
So I'm a little older than you. So like the generic foods and shit that I had when I was growing up was like a yellow box and black letters that just said like cereal or
cereal.
Chips. That's what it was. It was.
Oh yeah, we had peanut butter that was in like a gray tub and said just peanut butter. I mean, it was like weird, man. It was big.
All the generic food when I was young, like the pop, it would just say cola. Or Diet
yep.
Cola.
Yep. Yeah, we had generic everything except for my mom drank Diet Pepsi, so we always had Diet Pepsi.
So
I don't think
those
they make generic beer.
Those of you that don't know, Anthony and I used to work in the same office together. That's how we met. And in that office, we have salesmen that come in every once in a while. So I got a text message today from somebody that used to interact with me and Anthony on a weekly basis, and you know he's no longer a salesman for the area. So his name is Reese. So Reese sent me a text message, said, "Hey, I'm coming through the area. I'd like to come by and say hi. He said he's a big fan of the podcast, and he wanted to come by and get our autographs, which I assumed to be a joke. But so he stopped in the office, and we sat and talked for about 45 minutes. And so as he was getting ready to leave, I grabbed a piece of notebook paper, and I grabbed a pen, and I signed Ham. Because he said he was looking for Ham and Pickles autograph. I said, hey, I can call Anthony since you're in the area here and see if you guys can meet up so you can, you know, reminisce or whatever. And he's like, yeah, that'd be great. I'd like to talk to Anthony. So, and like I said, he was on kind of a time frame. He was going to a golf tournament. So I call Anthony on the phone. I said, hey, Reese is over here. Why don't you, can you meet him up at the lobby? Yeah, when I'm done eating. And this was like, that would be another half hour from now. So he was going to make Reese just stand around so he could finish what I assumed was a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Can I tell this from my point of view?
Is it any going to be the truth?
Absolutely it is. So I got a phone call from
Bullshit.
Doug saying, hey, there's a salesman here that wants to talk to you. Can you meet him somewhere? And I had, with a mouthful of food, I said, well,
did
I
say
I'm
a salesman or did I say Reese?
You said Reese, but to me, Reese was, I didn't know that he wasn't a salesman for our area anymore. And I, no offense to Reese, but I had no interest in talking to a salesman while I was eating my lunch.
And I said, he's a big fan of the show and he wants to come over and get your autograph. And you said, I have no problem with that. After my lunch, you fat fuck.
God, no, just no. You're no.
That was verbatim.
You don't even know what that word means.
It means your mom sucks my dick twice the exact same way.
I don't think it does.
Do that again, verbatim.
Oh my God. So you made me look like an asshole because you couldn't just come out and say, hey,
you made Reese look like an asshole.
No, you could. I had no idea what the fuck you wanted.
I said,
you're calling
Reese
me on my lunch break
and
I got
your
food
autograph
in my mouth. I got fucking food in my mouth and you
when don't I, you have food in your mouth, you fat piece of shit.
Touche.
How's class going, by the way?
I quit. So fuck off. So anyways, back to the important part of the story. You called me out of nowhere and said, hey, the salesman wants you to come over and sell you some shit. Why don't you come
That's
up?
Not what I said.
Why don't you interrupt your lunch and come talk to this salesman somewhere? And I was like, well, I'm eating. You know, I'd love to talk to him. He's a super cool dude. I'd love to talk to him, but I'm kind of eating right now, and I don't have that much time to eat. You know, I'm sure he'll understand. And you're like, hey,
none
Reese, he
happened.
Said, fuck you. That's exactly
happened.
What happened.
You said, I don't have problems with that, but I want. I said,
you do Reese a pretty good here. Impression of me.
I said, Reese is here. He's on a tight schedule. He
no,
by
no.
To say hi. He stopped by to say hi, and he wants to get your autograph. Mm-mm. And you said, I quote, I have no problem with that. I'll do it after my lunch.
No.
What were you eating?
Japanese food. Some kind of noodles and chicken and rice. Spices.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to reach out to Kevin Murphy. He's the guy that's been doing all our drawings. I'm going to see if I can get him to draw your character in a hypercolor shirt at spin class.
Fair enough. As long as he can draw you sitting on your fucking chair eating a burrito. I don't know. That's all I got.
You probably should have went with something about the airplane story or guy playing with my ball sack.
I don't believe that you ever left. You were watching a movie about an airplane. I don't believe that you ever left your living room.
There's snakes on this motherfucking plane.
So you're like, I got to go out of town this weekend. You won't hear from me. You just sat and watched movies.
And then I just tell the stories. So then I just looked at her and I said, always bet on black.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so Kevin Murphy, he just kicked that Jay and Silent Bob picture, us as Jay and Silent Bob. That is probably the coolest thing that I've ever fucking seen.
Oh yeah, that's great. I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
I think I'm gonna put that up on the site as a, so you can order it as a poster. And then I'm just going to order the poster because I don't think anybody else will. But
yes. So you need to put his, if you haven't already, put his information on the site. So
it
he
is.
Can.
I think I'm going to set up a page so he can put up some of his different artwork just on the page. But yeah. Right now, there's under the Friends of the Show section, there's a link to his Facebook page, I think. But
oh, okay. Cool. Awesome. Yeah, check him out if you need some artwork done.
Actually,
I love the work he does, man.
I contacted Peter Norica because he's got that album coming out, and I'm like, man, maybe this guy could do some album art for him or something. That'd be pretty badass. But
fuck yeah,
I think Norica said that he's already got his album artwork taken care of for this one, but. And which means we are getting closer to having our theme song from him, which I am really looking forward to.
Yeah, that would be sweet. So I'm thinking about starting to print some podcast cards, kind of like baseball cards. So if anybody is interested, I'm not going to do that. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm way too fucking lazy for that. I just thought it was funny.
Maybe you could put together a kit of like a Who's Right worm compost farm.
You could have just stopped at put together. I'm out. I'm thinking about starting up the worm farm again, though.
All right. I think the show's gone to shit now. So,
yo, you don't believe me? I really am. So fuck you.
Well, I'm asking you not to.
Why? Why would you not want me to succeed, be successful in my life?
One of two things will happen, or
all right.
One of three things.
All right,
either, okay, so the time that you have that's free should be put towards this piece of shit show. Okay, so you have a limited amount of time.
Yes.
All right, so you're either going to spend that time on the worms, and the show is going to get even shittier.
Not possible.
Or you're going to spend it on the show, and the worms are going to die.
Uh-huh.
Or you're going to spend it watching Bob's Burgers, and the worms are going to die, and the show's going to be shitty.
Yep, that's what's going to happen. I'm glad you added the third option, because that's what's going to happen. I mean, have you seen that show?
I haven't.
Oh, God, you're missing out. It's a modern-day classic.
All right.
All right, we're wrapping this shit up.
All right, we're going to play something. Don't feed the ops.
Bogey.
Oh God, yes, Lord, I came for. Yeah, I did that. Oh God, yes, Lord, I came for. Yeah, I did that. Money in my hand, palms up. We don't eat with the ops. I'm the money man, I'm starving. Ain't no feeding the ops. Money in my hand, palms up. We don't eat with the ops. I'm the money man, I'm starving. Ain't no feet in the ops. Ain't no feet in these monkeys. Get you some cheese, you a flunky. Real nigga this, real nigga that. Dolly the man trying to find where the real niggas at. Go ahead, light up for this one. Road to the riches, under construction. They gon' wanna fight me for this one. Adam, no hesitation. Thought you was my dog, but you backstabbed me. That's desperation. Should've known you was hating. All the hoes say you hating. But I'm saucy and your flow is outdated. 6 hours, 5
Hey, everybody, this is Wild Man Doug coming at you with Anal Cunt Ha Ha Holocaust. It's a crazy drive on the I-95 today.